This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family, his companions and his followers until the day of judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam his last and final messenger. My dear brothers and sisters, today is the day of Arafah, a day of Eid, a day of mercy, a day of forgiveness. إنه يوم الجمع الأصغر يوم رحمة ومغفرة وعتق من النار يوم يباهي الله به ملائكته يباهي الله بالمؤمنين ملائكته هو أعظم منسك من مناسك الحج هو يوم الدعاء يوم الصدقة يوم التوبة يوم الرجاء. The day of Arafah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be proud of His servant, the believers who have come from every corner on earth to gather in the mountain of Arafah. And also proud of the believers at large, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He will tell the angels, look at my believers, look at my servant. This is a day of dua, a day of prayers, a day of charity, a day of repentance, a day of great hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حتى أن بعض السلف, some of the early generations, used to keep some of the big things that they want to request for the day of Arafah. And they will also mention the deeds that they have done during the year or some of the special deeds that they have done, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by these deeds in the day of Arafah to forgive them. And they will keep that specifically for the day of Arafah. قال الأوزاعي أدركت أناسا كانوا يجعلون حوائجهم ليوم عرفة يعني يجعلون حوائج معينة لهم كبيرة لا يسألون الله إياها إلا في يوم عرفة وأيضا كانوا يسألون الله بخواص أعمالهم يوم عرفة يعني بأفضل ما فعلوا من الأعمال الصالحة يسألون الله بها يوم عرفة رجاء الجواب. أسأل الله أن لا يحرمنا أجره وأن لا يختم هذا اليوم إلا بذنب مغفور وعمل صالح مبرور، وأن يحفظ الحجاج وييسر حجهم ويتقبل منا ومنهم أعمالنا وأعمالهم، وأن يردهم سالمين، وأن يحفظنا في أهلنا وأموالنا. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant all of us from His mercy in this blessed day. The day of Arafah is not only related to the people who stood up today in the mountain of Arafah, but the virtue of this day is related to the ninth of the Hijjah. إِنَّهُ مُتَعَلِّقْ بِالتَّاسِعِ مِنْ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ. Even if you happen to live in a country when you don't share any part of the night with the Hujjaj, the ninth of the Hijjah is the day of Arafah for you. And that day, the ninth of the Hijjah, it is in itself a day of virtue, a day of blessings, a day which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chosen from the whole entire year to be among the best time to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people of Arafah, who standing in the mountain of Arafah, اجتمع لهم شرف الزمان مع شرف المكان. The people standing of Arafah, they combine the virtue of the place and the time. As for other people who did not go for Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have also given them something special, which is the virtue of the time, the day, which is the ninth of the Hijjah. But we are even so lucky this year. نِنَّ مِن فَضْلِ اللَّهِ أَنْ اِجْتَمَعَ لَنَا فَضْلَانِ فِي الزَّمَانِ فَضْلُ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ وَفَضْلِ عَرَفَةِ. So we even having a third thing to be added, which is the day of Friday, which is in itself a day of Eid, in itself a day which is so special in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's eyes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiply the reward in this day. So you add to the day of Arafah being a day of Friday, that's a fadl, a generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and an honor on the top of the honor of witnessing the day of Arafah. لَقَدْ أَقْسَمَ اللَّهُ بِيَوْمِ عَرَفَةِ فِي سُورَةٍ مَرَّتَيْنِ كَمَا قَالَهُ بَعْضُ السَّلَفِ وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ وَالْلَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرِ. In Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swear by the day of Arafah, He made an oath by the day of Arafah multiple times in the Quran. Two times where He said, وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ. الشَّفْعِ is the even, and الْوَتْرِ is the odd number. قَالُوا الشَّفْعِ هُوَ يَوْمُ النَّحْرِ قَالَهُ ابْنُ عَبَّاسِ وَالْوَتْرِ قَالَهُ يَوْمُ عَرَفَةِ. The odd number is the ninth, which is the day of Arafah, and the even number is the 10th, which is the day of An-Nahr. وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, and the 10 days, He made an oath by the 10 days of the Hijjah, as Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu arda said. So He made it twice. It is included in the 10 days, and specifically it is the day of Al-Witr. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, في سورة البروج وشاهد ومشهود تجد أن أكثر السلف قالوا شاهد ومشهود هو يوم الجمعة ويوم عرفة هو اليوم المشهود. قاله علي وقاله ابن عباس وقاله أبو هريرة وجمع كبير من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. That the companion interpreted the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said شاهد ومشهود, a day that it will be Allah, a day which is a witness and it will be witnessed. They said it's two different days, the day of Friday and the day of Arafah. It is the best of the 10 days of the Hijjah. And remember, the 10 days of the Hijjah in itself, they are very special days. يكفيك أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وصفها بأوصاف عجيبة هذه العشر. فقال ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله من هذه العشر. There is no days where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved to see you offering good deeds more than these 10 days. It's the most beloved thing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these days is the deeds, the good deeds that you do. في رواية عبد الله بن عمر ما من أيام العمل فيهن أفضل عند الله. The other narration from Ibn Umar رضي الله عنه said, there is nothing can be in virtue, nothing can be in reward similar to the deeds that you do during the 10 days. أيضا في حديث الدارمي في رواية الدارمي ما من عمل أزكى عند الله. There is not much pure reward you will receive for any deeds more than the deeds that you will do during the 10 days of the Hijjah. And Arafah is just right on the at the end of it, which is the 9th. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said any deeds done during these 10 days are so highly rewarded than any other time in the year. And in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is any deeds in it, it is even better than al-jihad fi sabilillah. Yani reading Quran, giving sadaqah, making a donation during these 10 days, it is even better than al-jihad fi sabilillah, except one case. A mujahid goes and he gives all his wealth and he died in the process, died in the battlefield. That's something you cannot match. But other than that, it's better than anything else. That's just incredible amount of reward. أيضاً في هذا اليوم يسن لغير الحاج الصيام. It is highly recommended for non-hajjaj like us to fast the day of Arafah. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنه يكفر السنة الماضية والسنة القابلة كما في حديث أبي قتادة في مسلم that he said it will erase the sin of 2 years and just fasting this day. And I want to say any one of you had the intention to fast but forgot. Oh, I didn't remember. You can now have the intention to continue the rest of the day and fast. Even if you had your lunch earlier or your breakfast, whatever. But if you had the intention originally to fast the day of Arafah, but you forgot, you got just distracted or you didn't, you can initiate the intention right now and you can continue the rest of your day. But you never had the intention to fast, you cannot start from now. Because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something similar to that in regard to the day of Ashura. In the day of Arafah, Allah revealed a very great verse that we all familiar with. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ was revealed on the Prophet sallallahu while he's standing in Arafah. Today Allah have completed his favor upon us. And that's why it's a day of Eid. And Umar radiallahu anhu, it's a day of Eid, that's why we celebrate it. Eid, it comes after finishing something. So in that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he have completed the religion, and he have completed his favor upon us by making the messenger of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prevail, and the message of Islam clear, and it is basically adopted by people who will carry it for generations to come. And you, the Muslim of today, you, the Muslim in Houston, among those people who carrying this Islam over these in this century, and inshallah, Allah will help us to keep it and to deliver it as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam delivered to the generation after him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. في سنن أبي داود قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم عرفة ويوم النحر وأيام منى عيدنا أهل الإسلام. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said the day of Arafah, the day of النحر, which is tomorrow, and the days of Tashriq, which is 3 days after tomorrow, are the Eid of Ahlul Islam. The only exception for Arafah that we are allowed to fast because of that reward that we got, but the rest of the days, no. It's a day when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُ الدُّعَاءُ دُعَاءُ يَوْمِ عَرَفَةً وَهَذَا يَشْمَلِ الْحَاجِ وَغَيْرِ الْحَاجِ. The best dua is the dua of the day of Arafah. The best dua. And the best thing I ever said, me and the prophets and messengers before me, قَالَ وَخَيْرُ مَا قُلْتُ أَنَا وَالنَّبِيِّينَ مِنْ قَبْلِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ قال الخطابي معناه أنك حينما تدعو تبدأ بهذا الدعاء وليس معناه أنك تقتصر على هذا الذكر فقط إنما قبل أن تدعو تقول لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. This phrase, which is I just said it, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. It's something that you start your dua with. And it's called dua because it's a praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't mean that you don't say anything else. No. Use in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a lot of dua for many things, as well as the companions and the ummah after that. And it is, as Al-Baji rahimahullah, the great Faqih Maliki said, the best of dua, the dua of the Arafah. Why? Because it is the best in reward, the best in gifts that giving back to you. قال لأنه أعظم الدعاء ثوابا وأجرا وإجابة. أعظم دعاء يمكن أن يستجاب لك هو دعاء يوم عرفة. The best dua that you can think of that will ever be answered for you is the dua of Arafah. قال النووي رحمه الله. And I will quote this beautiful statement of Imam النووي رحمه الله. قال يستحب الإكثار من هذا الذكر والدعاء ويجتهد فيه, which is لا إله إلا الله وحده ولا شريك له, to increase the number of repetition or repeat this dua as much as you can. And you make a lot of dua during this day, the day of Arafah. فهذا اليوم أفضل أيام السنة للدعاء ومعظم الحج ومقصود هو معظم الحج ومقصوده, the main pillar in Hajj, and it's the best day in the year to make dua. والمعول عليه فينبغي أن يستفرغ الإنسان وسعه في الذكر والدعاء وقراءة القرآن وأن يدعو بأنواع الأدعية وأن يأتي بأنواع الأذكار, يدعو لنفسه ووالديه وأقاربه ومشايخه وأصحابه وأصدقائه وأحبابه وسائر من أحسن إليه وجميع المسلمين. انتهى كلامه رحمه الله. He said that in this day you should put so much time and you free yourself from any distraction to focus in dua in this day and dhikr as much as you can. That's why it was reported many of the ulama used to come to sit, like Ibn Abbas used to come to the masjid and sit after Asr until Maghrib comes, just to focus in dua. So make sure that you put so much time. And he said, and make sure that you free yourself from distraction. Focus in dua and dhikr and qira'at al-Qur'an and making istighfar. Make dua for yourself, for your parents, for your mashayikh, for your relatives, for your friends, for those who have done good to you, and for all the Muslims. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من يوم أكثر من أن يعتق الله فيه عبدا من النار من يوم عرفة. There is no day where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant so many people safety from hellfire like the day of Arafah. So many people Allah today would say so and so will not be touched by the hellfire, will not enter the hellfire. May Allah make us among them. Amen. قال ابن رجب يوم, and he's a great Hanbali faqih, he said ما يوم عرفة هو يوم العتق من النار فيعتق الله من وقف بعرفة ومن لم يقف بعرفة ومن لم يقف بها من أهل الأمصار من المسلمين, فلذلك صار اليوم الذي يليه عيدا لجميع المسلمين في جميع أمصارهم, من شهد الموسم منهم ومن لم يشهد, لاشتراكهم في العتق والمغفرة يوم عرفة. انتهى كلامه رحمه الله. Ibn Rajab said that promise of freeing you from hellfire and being protected from hellfire is not restricted to the people in the mountain, on the mountain of Arafah, but to everyone who witnessing this day, witnessing with the good deeds, with the sincerity, with the dua, with the dhikr, with the ibadah. So if this is the case, you should care so much about today. Allah, today is a day of mercy. قد روي عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, it was narrated, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما رؤي الشيطان في يوم هو أصغر منه من يوم عرفة لما يرى من عظم رحمة الله. الشيطان never was seen so depressed, so humiliated like the day of Arafah. Why? Because he sees that so many of those who have been working so hard on them all this year long, and the day of Arafah Allah forgive them because of the amount of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this, His mercy, and forgive us our shortcoming, and help us to commit ourselves during the rest of this day and the following days to worship in the best of ways. وصلى الله على محمد. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, today, أحسنوا الظن بربكم وانقطعوا له وأكثروا من ذكره ودعائه وشكره وتهليله وتحميده وتكبيره. Today, always have nothing in your heart but good expectation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Increase your dhikr and dua and istighfar, and make sure that you occupy the rest of your day with that. And don't forget, لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. Don't forget also, الله أكبر, الله أكبر, الله أكبر, ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر كبيرا سلمان الفارسي said that as well. And from the Fajr of today, it is sunnah after Salat al-Fajr is to say this adhkar, which is at-takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Or Allahu Akbar kabira, Allahu Akbar kabira, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. All these ways of making adhkar reported from the Sahaba radiallahu anhum wa ardahum. The sunnah, أن الإنسان يأتي بالتكبير بعدما يقول أستغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ثم بعد ذلك يكبر. It's to say اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام after you finish, then you say the takbir. Some people right after the salam alaykum start with the takbir. That's what الإمام أحمد رحمه الله have said, and also that what's been narrated from طائفة من السلف رحمهم الله تعالى, and also some of the شافعية and the أحناف said that. In the day of Arafah, and the day of Eid, and 3 days after, until the Asr of the third day after the Eid, where you, after each and every Salah, you say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, as I said. So it's sunnah to do that, as it been reported from the Salaf, rahimahullah, from the Sahaba, radiallahu anhu. Some people in the day of Arafah, they gather in the masajid, and they make dua, and dhikr, and things of that nature. It is allowed to come, you know, the ulama debated over that. Malik used to consider this bid'ah, it's called ta'rif. And Imam Ahmad rahimahullah said, I don't do it and I don't prohibit people from doing it. So there is a debate over the scholars about it. But I do believe that if someone would come to the masjid and stayed individually and they basically focus in dua and dhikr until the sun goes down, it is something good. It's been done by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu and some other companions as well. And it's been practiced by so many of the early Muslim generations. As long as there is no specific ritual or ibadah or something of that to believe it's attached to it. If somebody wants to make dua and somebody make say ameen because they don't know how to make dua, that's fine to teach them. But make sure that you have time for yourself. And I'll tell you something before I end my khutbah. One of the things that hurt me so much in this Hajj season, which shows that there is a problem. And I'm aware of this problem, but I didn't wish that it would manifest itself this way. And Hajj this year, as you know, for people in America and Europe, there is no more group, so more religious group leaders. Okay? To lead these groups to Mecca for Hajj and Umrah. So people are on their own. And one of the things, alhamdulillah, we did in, with some of the groups, with the Maghrib and others, we started something called hotline for fatwa. So we get as if we are with them in Hajj. And instead of me traveling with the group, I'm here receiving literally every, it's a 24/7 service. You get less than 30 minutes, your answer will be answered. And most of the time, we answer it in 10, 15 minutes, your fatwa in Hajj. But the point that what's made me sad, and I want to share it with you don't know how many people send this message. Sheikh, I don't know what to do. I was relying on some sheikh will lead the dua, will lead the dhikr, will teach me what to do. That's not acceptable. It's good to have a scholar to help you, but you need to learn how to, there is certain ibadat between you and Allah. I don't need a sheikh for everything. I need a sheikh to teach me the ruling. But when it comes to how to make dua, how to read Quran, how to pray in the night, I don't need a sheikh to do that. I should be able to do it on my own. We should not be taught and that should be fed, and after that I don't know how to eat on my own later on. It's so important for us to have a strong generation. And that's why I'm not very big fan of all these, Sheikh read for them Quran. Sheikh make dua salab in their behalf. Sheikh make dua in their behalf. Sheikh make dua. But khalas, I teach you one time, but after that you should pick on your own. Because there's certain situation you will be in your own. So make sure today to take advantage of Arafah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sin in this blessed night and to free us from the hellfire. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his names and attributes to forgive all our sin, what we have done in the past and we might do in the future. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward us for everything that we've been doing and help us to continue to do good. I ask Allah to heal the sick among us. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all of us, to protect our health, our family, our wealth, our businesses. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our days and nights which is left in this dunya. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite the Muslims and to bring them upon the truth and to make their leadership in the hand of those who will be merciful, those who will be pious, those who will bring prosperity and safety and righteousness to their country. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring us a leader in this country who will make this place safe and prosper. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us and our family and our homes and this masjid and the people who attend this masjid. Allahumma ihfad hujjaj baytik al-haram wa ruddahum salimin ghanimin ila ahlihim ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Allahumma yassir lana ya dhal jalali wal ikram kulla khayr wa sallillahumma wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa qumul salati wa rahmukumullah.